This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our friend Scott Hannon here. This is What's on Your Mind. Todd, the radio god Mitchell's off to Dickinson today, but we'll be back with us tomorrow on the program. So I want to give you a little advice, and this is worth exactly what you're going to pay for it, related to the Trump rally tomorrow, based on a number of emails that I've gotten like this. Scott, my wife and I are from Southwest North Dakota. We have tickets for the Trump visit. We are taking time off to drive across the state to see this great president. We are starting to worry that the crowds will be so big we might not get in. It's a long way for us to go if we don't. Thought having tickets guaranteed our spot. Starting to hear otherwise. Any suggestions? Another listener. What's on my mind today? A group of friends and myself have tickets to Mr. President tomorrow. We live 3 hours away. We're wondering, what are your thoughts on when the right time is to get to the rally? Heard many different rumors about people camping out or there'll not be much room. Could you maybe get information on how many tickets were given out or how much room the place actually holds? We really want to see Trump. Don't want to drive to Fargo, take work off, not even get in. Thank you. 100% understandable. If you have any other questions like this, please ask them right now. 258-0550, 701-258-0550. Or you can text me at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Here's what I would tell these two. First of all, my friends from Southwest North Dakota, thank you for listening. Really glad that you listen and that you take the time to send us a note and trust our answer. I can't tell you that you're going to drive all the way across North Dakota and get in for the following reason. 20,000 tickets have been requested. 20,000 tickets. It's a number I heard last night from a very good source. 20,000 tickets. Okay? Now, the Shields Arena holds 6,000 seats. I know for a fact that Congressman Kevin Cramer, when he first had a conversation with President Trump about coming to North Dakota, specifically mentioned the Fargo Dome and said, sir, you'll fill it. You'd fill the place. And he said, how many is it hold? And he said, well, the biggest event ever was Elton John or Garth Brooks, I forget, but 26,000. He said, we'd fill them? Now, the president was all for going into Fargo Dome. That'd be him. But staff is generally usually another thing. And, really, staff runs Washington, D.C. You need to know this. The staffs make all the decisions, and they actually like making the decisions. So let's not blame the president for this one, but it really should have been in the Fargo Dome. Nothing against Shields Arena at all, but obviously the demand is unbelievable. Now, my information from multiple sources on how these campaigns deal with the rally, or specifically the Trump campaign deals with these rallies, is that one of three tickets requested gets actually used. In other words, if somebody says, I want a ticket, only one of three show up that day and actually get in line. So that, obviously, if that math holds and that is the norm here, then you have a good idea of how many people will be there. Still more than can fill the Fargo Dome, the Shields Arena. Having said all this, so that you know exactly what I know, if it were me and I lived in Southwest North Dakota with my wife and took the day off, or if it was me and I lived 3 hours away and a bunch of friends were thinking about going, I'm going. I'm going. Jump. Sometimes you got to jump. You just go for the following reason. It would not be a pleasant experience to stand in a long line and then not get in, no question about it. But number one, you're with a whole lot of really fun people. I mean, the atmosphere is electric. You can just feel the energy. The other thing I'd give you, one affliction I have is if I get in line, first of all, I can't stand lines. I hate lines. I hate waiting. Okay. I'm a man. I'm the male species. And there's two things to do when you're waiting in line, you know, like grumble about it or just say, hey, I'm taking in the experience. So my advice to you for, again, whatever it's worth, would be have fun. Go with it. Bring a chair, bring a radio so you can listen to what's on your mind. Whatever. Just have a good time. And I would get there as early as you possibly can. I wouldn't want to be in that line, if it were me, any later than 12 noon. To know that I'm going to get in. In other words, I think you show up 3 and 4 o'clock when doors open, which some people would think normally a 7 o'clock event. Yeah, I can show up at 4 o'clock. I don't know. Again, if their formula is right, maybe. Maybe you make it. But I don't know. This happened to some folks for the vice president's visit. And, of course, it was a smaller venue. Vice President Pence was here, and somebody got a call. They had donated money, so they got a call from somebody saying, would you like to go? Yeah, signed them up, put them in the sign-up. They assumed that meant they had a guaranteed ticket. They get in line, you know, after the doors had opened and fairly close to the event, and they didn't get in. So, you know, it does happen, but when it happens, it's generally tied to getting there quite a bit late. We talked to on the program earlier this week, I guess Monday, a fella in Duluth. He was in the front row for Donald Trump. He got in the front row because he got in line at 11 o'clock yesterday for an event tomorrow night. So that's the diehards that are out there. That is the total diehards that are out there. So I've said my piece on this. I just want to give you my best advice. I would go. I would just go as absolutely early as you can. If it were me, I'd want to be in line by noon. And, I know it's a hassle, and you wonder and you fret. Just as best you can, dismiss it all and just say, I'm gonna make this a day to remember. You know, I'm just going to make this a day to remember. I really am. And worst case scenario, you don't get in, you're going to see the president leave, and you can wave at his limo. You could go out and watch Air Force One leave. You know, there's a lot of things you could do. A lot of things you could do, and there would be a lot of good people all the way around you. So I hope that helps, okay? Any other questions? 258-0550-701, 258-0550-800-228-0550. That took me a little longer than I thought, so I apologize to the callers that were waiting to weigh in that dropped off. You call back, and we'll get you in first here, because I just want to make sure I said everything in answer to those two particular questions, because I imagine a lot of them are going to be in, so... Gail says, I just turned in. What's this I hear about a farmer rally tomorrow with tractors and trucks in the fairgrounds while Trump is here? Is that true? What's it about? My family's going to see the President of the United States. Yeah, we mentioned this yesterday, that the North Dakota Farmers Union, the Minnesota Farmers Union, the Great Plains Food Bank, and I believe a dairy group as well. That last caller at the top of the last, or end of the last hour mentioned that a dairy group was participating. It's a protest. They're calling it a farm rally, but everything it's about is, you know, tariffs and the border and, you know, it's all the Democratic talking points. I mean, this is the Democrats through the Farmers Union. This is how they do it. This is one and the same and, unfortunate in my mind. No way to, in other words, if President Obama comes and we go protest over there, and talk about all the policies we don't like and, you know, get our tractors. What's said? Oh, that's disrespectful. Oh, why do you do that? You know, it's a way to get publicity. So that's what they're doing. Do we have to have our tickets printed out or the tickets on our phone good enough? Tickets on the phone are just fine. Kenny says, I know at least a dozen couples that want to go that are not going to go because of the lines. This should be moved to the Fargo Dome. You know, if it were up to me or Congressman Kramer or, anybody else, I'd agree with you, but it's not going to be moved at this point. It's not going to be moved. Again, these events are for television. That's what they're for. And they love a packed room, and so, you know, the Shields Arena will be packed. But to your dozen couples that want to go but are not going to go because of the lines, the President of the United States doesn't come in every day. You don't get the luxury to saying, oh, the President's on at 2, I'll be there at 1:45. Thank you very much. I mean, there's a little bit of a rigmarole. There's security, everything. Take it in. Soak it in. Love it all up. Texter says, if every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth donated $3, you still wouldn't have enough to fund the wall. Well, I guess you'd have to get them to five. Tell that caller earlier that Harley-Davidson was already moving before the tariff talks started. And Reagan raised tariffs on Japan bikes to help Harley-Davidson. That's right. Yeah, remember that. Scott, can we bring metal lawn chairs to sit on while waiting and be able to take them inside? Will there be porta-potties available? We answered the porta-potty question yesterday. Yes, lots of water and restroom facilities available for folks in line. I know a lot of people bring chairs because, obviously, we actually talked to somebody that goes to all these rallies earlier, selling T-shirts in town, and he told us, bring a chair. You know, so there's going to be metal in most chairs in there, so I would assume you're okay there. I really would. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, royalty owners, listen up here. Mark your calendars, June 28th, 29th, Bismarck, North Dakota, the 6th Annual Oil and Gas Mineral Owners Convention. It's brought to you by the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter. It's just $125 for non-members, $100 for members, spouses only $50 with an early bird rate. Hotel rates at the Remcota, just $99 for the group rate. But hurry, these rates won't last long. As always, the presentations will offer important information on what is happening in North Dakota that will affect you, mineral owners. Sessions on recent North Dakota mineral ownership issues, understanding income and expense on the royalty statements, and new this year, the Mineral Management 101 class, free to the public Thursday morning before the start of the convention. Pre-registration is required. Mark your calendars June 28th and 29th, Bismarck, North Dakota, or call 800-558-0557, 800-558-0557, online at narrow-us.org. Hurry for early bird rates.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We'll
weekend in the coming days, and I'm looking forward to it, as a matter of fact. Friday will be at the National Association of Royalty Owners, North Dakota. I just was talking about that a moment ago. North Dakota chapter. They're gathering in Bismarck. Friday will be at the McKinsey Mineral Management booth. RoyaltyMatters.com, their website, to find out more. They got a new app, and it'll be on the display at the big event. So make sure you stop by and see us. We're broadcasting live from there. We're going to be in Valley City to kick off the 4th of July celebration next week. We'll be there on Tuesday. Can hardly wait. All kinds of great specials. Most of all, that burger that is just the talk of North Dakota, the best burger ever. Hand-patted. Throw it on the grill. Fresh ground beef from Valley Meats. Ooh, caramelized onions, put a little slice of cheese on there. Melt that up a little bit. Fresh baked bun. And a lot of other great giveaways. So please stop and see us. E15 you can fill up with as well. Save a few bucks there. Exit 292. It's the stop between Fargo and Bismarck on 94. Exit 292. Great food. Got a full grill right there. And it is good. And then we're going up to Ambler, North Dakota. We'll be there on July 10th, Tuesday, 5 to 8 p.m., Antler Memorial Park. We've broadcast in there before. Bottineau County and Renville County Farm Bureau are hosting their annual free steak supper and membership drive. Yes, I said free steak supper. So come on up. Find out about membership. Bring any concerns you might have. A lot of experts will be there, that the special guests that can answer questions. It's the annual meeting. Membership drive. Prospective members welcome, no obligation whatsoever, just come have a steak. Current Farm Bureau members encouraged to bring a non-member. There you go. Brought to you by Northern Plains Equipment, your Case IH dealer, by Green Ag Services of Mohall, Borgold Industries, Hefty Seed Company Mohall, and Gooseneck Implement. We're going to have some fun. Looking forward to that very much. Should be a grand old time. So make sure you're there and take it in, okay? Let's see here. By the way, the big news, in case you missed it, Supreme Court rules 5-4 in favor of the Trump travel ban. I just saw the senator from Hawaii say it's a dark day in America. Boy, they use that a lot, don't they? It's a dark day in America. Democratic senator from Hawaii. I don't ever think it's a dark day when the Constitution's actually upheld by the Supreme Court. That's what they're supposed to do. Interpret the Supreme Court and say, does the president have the ability to do this? Yes or no? My goodness. And you need to know this, because you won't hear this in much of the coverage about this. What the president intended to do was to ban travel from countries where they were not properly vetting the refugees. Had flaws. So they come in, and they're bad actors. Why wouldn't a president do that? The president should be impeached if he wouldn't do that. Texter says, how many illegal immigrants, the people coming up from South America and the ones that you hate, have shot up a school? Why would you say that I hate somebody? What have I ever said that leads you to believe I hate somebody? I'm just so tired of the angry left who harbor all the hate directed at somebody that thinks differently than they do politically, ascribing hate to viewpoints about how America should be governed. You can think differently doesn't mean you hate. I think differently than you doesn't mean I hate. The idea, I'm not even going to read the rest of this, the idea that people have not come here illegally. Did you see the president this week talk to the families who've lost loved ones at the hands of illegal immigrants? Have you heard the stories about MS-13 gang members coming up? I mean, come on, you don't have to look far. You really don't. Scott, what was the guy talking about earlier? A pro-Second Amendment rally. I need more info. It's a counter-protest to the David Hogg group. What's the David Hogg group called again? Kevin, it's escaping me now. And I'm not doing this on purpose. I'll find out and I'll tell you in a minute here. But it's coming to Bismarck and they're doing a counter-rally in the parking lot. Sorry, catching the show late. The tickets we requested through the webpage with the confirmation code. Are those the actual tickets to get in, or is there another ticket to purchase? No, that's the ticket. That's the right one. And the confirmation code, that little barcode, is what you need. You know, or that number. But the barcode's on there. I just tell people screenshot that and bring that. John in Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, you mentioned about travel ban. I heard that, too, this morning on Fox News that they're going to uphold this. And I have to strongly agree because being in school that I'm doing right now from a bachelor's for Homeland Security, there's far more of what's detailed of what's going on with this. I mean, I get stuff that is somewhat classified when I do some of my assignments, and it just blows my mind that half of this information I have is not going out to the media of what's really going on. You want to talk about MS-13? Years ago, I did an assignment on them. And back then, after 9/11, when we had Al-Qaeda was in Mexico, and they were working with MS-13 to train them to build a port to coming into the United States guarded by MS-13.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I'll give you one just recent example. I'm sure we've all seen the images and the hue and cry by the media over the separation issue at the border, right? Barack Obama separated 86,000 some children from their parents, all right? The numbers were much higher under the 2014 endeavor. Nothing from the media whatsoever. Trump's numbers are actually 12,000 total that they've detained, but 10 of those came without their parents.
Yes, and you know, I mean, the thing that really confuses me is, like you said about the left wing now, how they're going to attack us, especially Waters, you know, saying an all-out war on us, you know. You know, Trump is not responsible for this. I mean, it's like you said, Obama. But then if you look further back, in 97 on the Florida settlement, Bill Clinton was involved with that. I mean, I went into the archives on C-SPAN 2 on the State of the Union, and they clearly stated what needs to be done on the border.
It's a national security issue. It's what the president is supposed to do. A travel ban makes sense. I mean, what they're doing, they're fixing a mess in so many areas. You know, we've just looked the other way for too long. Appreciate you, John. Thank you for calling. And by the way, the Supreme Court is going to rule yet today on another big issue, and the Democrats could really be crying today. People like you know, Hillary losing. You know, I don't know what you call that. Anyway, it is the issue of whether unions can take your dues money and do whatever they want with it. And that is being challenged today at the Supreme Court, so we're going to hear about that one coming up in a little bit, too. Chris Ruddy, who knows the president well, joins us next, the founder of Newsmax. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Morton, Dunn, Cass, Trail, Burley, Stutzman, and McHenry counties in North Dakota, and 2,300 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land along the Missouri River in Dewey County, south of Mobridge, South Dakota, and equipment auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, and Albany, Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is the Supreme Court is upholding President Trump's so-called travel ban. The ban that involves travel and immigration to the U.S. by people from 8 countries, including 6 largely Muslim nations. The policy had been challenged by several states, but the High Court has just announced it has voted 5-4 in its ruling to again uphold that ban. California Democrat Maxine Waters not backing down from statements she made over the weekend about harassing members of President Trump's administration when they're spotted in public. USA Radio's Robin Walensky with more.
The California Congresswoman not apologizing after she takes heat for telling people to protest and push back on members of President Trump's cabinet when they are in public.
There's nowhere in my statement, any time, any place, that we talked about harm.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. It's Scott Hennon. And we are one half hour away from today's show ending. And then tomorrow, it's showtime. It's rally time. It's the visit of the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. So the countdown is on. A lot going on, and we're excited about all of it. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. How do you get secure energy? How do you get reliable energy? Clean, beautiful coal, ladies and gentlemen. Clean, beautiful coal. If you need no other example of the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, approaching the energy industry different than his predecessor, Barack Hussein Obama, did. Remember we had from him the Clean Power Plan and a war on coal. From President Trump, we have clean, beautiful coal. That's what he calls it. I absolutely love it every time he says that. There's a history of North Dakota clean, beautiful coal on their website. Find out more, sign up, be part of this coalition to protect all of the above energy solutions and affordable, reliable energy at secureenergyfuture.org. Our next guest is a confidant of the president's. He has been a friend of his for a long time, member of the Mar-a-Lago club down there. He is a media mogul. You may remember Newsmax, been at this for decades, and one of the first news organizations, by the way, that understood Donald J. Trump way ahead of the curve, ahead of anybody else. And we asked him to come on today to talk a little bit about the president and the rally tomorrow and get a little bit of an update on how things are going from Chris Ruddy. Chris, nice to have you on the program. How are you?
Well, Scott, thank you for having me on. You know, I'm going to hire you as my PR guy. I like that, mogul. Maybe I'll put that on my business cards. But I do know one thing. That's true. You know, even before I started Newsmax, which I started in 1998, I was on your radio show, I'm pretty sure in the 90s, many times talking about the Clintons and Whitewater. And you were one of the few radio hosts out there that was covering a lot of this stuff. So my hat is off to you, and you have been one of the pathfinders here.
I appreciate America. That. Yeah, well, I'm kind of a dinosaur. I started talk radio in '88, so.
And I remember seeing you at CPACs. You used to go into Washington and be on the radio row in CPAC, and so you're still waving the flag. And think about the progress we've made with Donald Trump. I mean, he is probably the most conservative president. I mean, I love Ronald Reagan, but Donald Trump is more conservative as official policy and implementation than President Reagan.
And I have to tell you, one of the great things that I really appreciate about Donald Trump is his connection with the average, everyday person out there, right? Not the super elite. Not obviously, he's a billionaire, so he knows billionaires, but I'm telling you, average everyday folks, from farmers and shop owners and ranchers, and people just love them. And I really got a lesson on this program when I, would bristle, like, for instance, at the McCain comment, you know, my heroes didn't get captured, you know, or whatever. Some of the things he'd say, I'm like, you can't say that. You just can't say that when you're running for president of the United States. And you know what? People were so glad that he had identified what needed to be fixed for the country, they could care less about him being a little fast and loose with his attacks on his opponents or whatever. So they were way ahead of me, and that was kind of fun. That was a nice journey.
Look, there's a lot of attacks going out there, a lot of fake news, and Newsmax. Not only do we have a website, we now have a cable news channel. We're in 50 million cable homes. We're on DirecTV, Dish, Fios, Uverse, and we believe we're going to be on a couple of more cable systems. If you don't get us, call your cable operator. Bill O'Reilly comes on our show at least twice a week now. He has a weekend show called No Spin News that appears several times on the weekends on Newsmax TV. So more and more, we're becoming a go-to place for people that want to get the other side of the story. Fox is great, but a lot of people feel that they need something more, and Newsmax has become increasingly a real voice out there for people.
Yeah, I have to tell you, in my mind, the Fox News Channel, the influence of the sons of Rupert Murdoch, who are very liberal and engineered the swift exit for Bill O'Reilly, among other things, are tainting that place a little bit. You gotta kind of sort of keep an eye on the swampish stuff there. So I'm with you, and that's why I do appreciate Newsmax and Real Sources. What would you want our listeners to know about Donald Trump that doesn't make the fake news? What do you think folks need to know about him?
Well, I think the media is not telling about his accomplishments. This guy came in. Obama had an average growth rate during his 8 years as president, and after spending literally trillions of dollars in stimulus money, he had a growth rate of 1.5%. Donald Trump doubled that in his first three quarters as president, and we're now, the Atlanta Fed and everybody seems to be estimating, the general consensus is, he's now at a 4% GDP growth rate, which a lot of economists 5 years ago said in America couldn't achieve that anymore. That is an incredible, that alone, as an achievement of a president in such a short time of being president, is extraordinary. And you don't see that at all on the national news. They just go bang on, fake collusion, or they've invented this thing about collusion, again, about fake news. I've known the president for about 20 years. I don't ever remember him introducing me to anyone that was Russian. Now, he said, well, maybe he had friends that were Russian he'd introduce. Well, I would see him on many social settings. He would always introduce me to his friends. And I don't ever remember. Now, maybe there was somebody, but the idea that somehow he was in bed with the Russians, to me or any of his friends, is quite ludicrous. So you just start peeling the onion here. I'm going to be writing this week on Newsmax about the president's charity, which the state of New York has filed some allegations against it. This is a charity that the president took no personal money from, put no one on the payroll. Usually these charity foundations, they put people on the payroll. He donated more money than he actually took in. And so rather than saying, hey, this is a good thing, they're attacking him, saying, oh, he must have been doing it for political reasons. So, there's the old saying that a good deed doesn't go unpunished. I think if you're Donald Trump, you get that feeling after a while.
I get the impression that there's just, that he's like superhuman or something, that there is no quit in this guy, he literally doesn't need sleep, and the wheels are constantly turning. He's, some people say, why does he pay as much attention as he does to the media? Well, he wants the story to be fairly told, right? And he's just got that kind of capacity to pay attention. I mean, have you ever seen anything like that? Am I describing him accurately?
Well, I always say he has bionic genes. I've never seen anything quite like it. The energy level that he has, the ability to handle so much, to remember so much, to be on the ball on so much. And just look what he's accomplished in a very short period of time. I was out to dinner the other night with a guy that oversaw Reagan's EPA regulation and deregulation. He told me that President Trump has accomplished in 3 months what it took Ronald Reagan 8 years to accomplish at the EPA. I mean, that's a pretty powerful testament from a guy that was an insider. So he obviously is getting things done. Now, there's been some weaknesses. There's been personnel issues. Congress getting his appointees into the government has been very difficult. The Democrats are blockading him at every step. And the media has been, I think they've really come out of the closet that they're really an apparatus of the Democratic Party. I mean, they make no bones about it. They don't want to be fair. And the polling data shows, well, the president's approval numbers are not overwhelming. They're very good. They're in the mid-40s now. The approval for the major press and the trust factor is like in the teens. I mean, very low numbers. The public just does not have a high regard for these people.
What's your favorite story about the president?
Oh, there's so many. You know what I like to tell is a story most people don't know. You know, if you watch the press, they'll say he's not empathetic. He doesn't care about people. He doesn't treat women well, right? So you've heard all of that.
Sure.
So I would see him almost every week when he was in Florida for over a 10-year period. And we would usually download in politics. Around 2010 or 11, every weekend I'd see him, he'd be talking about this lady, Amanda Knox. And for those of you that may recall, she was a young college student that was arrested on murder charges in Italy that apparently were quite baseless. And he was kind of saying it was an injustice, we got to do something. Now, this is not a story, the Amanda Knox story is not typically something Newsmax would cover. We're a little bit more politics and not so much that type of news, scandal news and things. And talk radio probably didn't talk much about Amanda Knox. So it wasn't, so my eyes would glaze over. But Donald Trump was talking about this all the time. He was on all these radio shows like Howard Stern talking about it. He'd go on Fox telling people don't go to Italy until they free Amanda Knox. After doing this and fighting for her for about 2 years, she got freed. And he was really the only celebrity supporter. Does anybody remember this? I remember it because I remember him talking to me so often about it. Now, here's the real rub on this. This is an incredible story. She gets freed. She never thanks him, never sends him a contact note or anything. Okay, he lives with that. In 2016, she comes out in the election and endorses Hillary Clinton. And she writes an article for the Los Angeles Times. And she says in the article, she says, Trump did help her, and she is very appreciative of what he did for her. But at the end of the day, he's a man without character, and she couldn't support him. My God, I mean, if a man helped me get out of prison for a murder charge that I was wrongly accused of, and then to accuse him of not having character after he fought for you, I mean, what does that say about you as a person? But it also says something about Donald Trump. And that is a story I tell people, and they're a little bit, and I can tell other stories about like that. But that, I think, sums up sort of our own political situation.
For folks that have not seen the president in person before, what do we expect from him tomorrow?
Well, I think he's a guy that's very honest, and you obviously see that. And I think the other thing is he's funny. He really enjoys, people forget he was a tremendous successful business guy, a tremendous successful political person, but he's an entertainer, really, first and foremost, and he loves that role. So he's going to be extremely entertaining. The other thing I'd mention is if you haven't gotten the book, Killing the Deep State, Bill O'Reilly's endorsed it, Sean Hannity's endorsed it. It's called Killing the Deep State by Jerome Corsi. It is the best book on what the Trump presidency has been going through. I know the president's going to be talking a little bit about the witch hunt politically against him tomorrow. He usually does. So this book is the book, and you should get it and share it with your friends. Jerry Corsi's been around for a long time and really exposes how this is a political vendetta against the president.
Sounds like a good way to pass the time in line, waiting to get in to see the president tomorrow. So take up Christopher's book suggestion there for sure, and keep watching and reading Newsmax and Newsmax TV. Chris, great to catch up with you. We'll do this again sooner this time.
Great being on with you, Scott. Thank
good
you.
Good to talk to you. You bet. Take care. Bye. Good friend of the president's there, Christopher Ruddy, our guest. On What's On Your Mind. One last segment to go. Last chance for any questions or comments. Get them in. 258-0550.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money? values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Chance to weigh in here on anything on your mind at 701-258-0550. Donald Trump was in South Carolina last night. He'll be in Fargo tomorrow night. We'll hear a little bit of this.
You know, we have a lot of fake news back there, these fakers. And you know that if a horrible thing happens and we weren't lucky enough to have Henry win, you know they won't talk about that. They will say, Donald Trump suffered a major, major defeat in the great state of South Carolina. It was a humiliating defeat for Donald Trump. So please get your asses out tomorrow and vote.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Giving it to the media in the back of the room. John and Hazen, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
If you guys know what kind of delegation Donald Trump will have tomorrow, will Heidi be with him or Kramer, or what kind of support is that going to show for those guys with the race?
Yeah, so I know that Congressman Kramer has been invited to ride on Air Force One. I think there's a whole lot of votes that are happening, and it's all going to depend on the schedules of the votes and when they happen. I mean, there's actually a possibility that the person that this rally is designed to support, Congressman Kevin Kramer's run for the Senate, will actually not be here, believe it or not. Yeah, that could happen if there's a, you know, if there's a vote. So obviously a lot of these votes are tight, and so it could be interesting. No, Heidi Heitkamp will not be along at all because she obviously wouldn't be attending the rally. Senator Hovind told us that he possibly will again, depending on the votes as well. So hope that helps. Let's see. Texter says, Scott, the operating loans that Tim was talking about last hour are almost assuredly protected by the futures contracts when soybeans were nearly $2 higher for fall delivery. All right. Appreciate that. The rest of the story. Another texter. If 20,000 tickets have been given out already and there are only 6,000 seats in Shields, what are my chances of getting in, coming from Minot? Again, here's the formula they go by. 1 in 3 are normally actually used. So 20,000 requested, they only expect 1 out of 3 of those to be used. So that's still a little more, obviously, than 6,000 of the capacity of the Shields Arena. Get here early. Get here early is what I would suggest you do. I'd be in line by noon. I really would. I'm going to go out there later today and do a Facebook Live, but I'm guessing some folks are already out there plugging away. Let's see here. We have one more guest to bring you on the program today. Gary Priceler is here. Gary's the VP of the North Dakota chapter of the National Association of Royalty Owners. They have a gathering Thursday and Friday in Bismarck. He's, by the way, also a national board member. And Gary, nice to have you on the program. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for having us on.
You bet. So tell me about the Certified Mineral Management Program you guys are doing.
Certainly. The National Association of Royalty Owners, or NARO as we refer to the acronym, one of the flagship programs they have is the Certified Minerals Manager Program. I'm a Certified Minerals Manager. I've gone through the program with them. But the primary purpose of NARO is help educate people as to their mineral ownership, and so they have better knowledge and understanding of the minerals. The CMM program has two levels. There's an associate level or a professional level. An associate level are people that kind of manage their own family minerals or even just their personal minerals. Professional, we have attorneys, landmen, bank trust officers that will come in and then will certify under the professional level. The program itself has really some pretty high standards, and it's just not, you know, to collect dues. In fact, there are no dues. You pay for taking tests, and you pay for some of the study material, but there's no annual dues. There is a review course that we offer. It's a full-day course. Many of the people will take it. But most of the information comes from publications that they can purchase on oil and gas law or leasing information, and they study that on their own. The reason that they would want to do that, in some cases people just want to set a self goal of trying to better educate themselves. And it is very extensive. There's prerequisite education credits. For example, the convention we have coming up on Thursday and Friday, you get 7 credit hours for the convention. And during the convention on Thursday, we set aside time for those that want to take the exams. There's 3 parts of the exams. The second part, you can take it at a state convention. The third part, you have to take it at the national convention. And the exams will take you 60 to 90 minutes, depending upon the exam. And then you have the ongoing education credit requirements for when you go to events or seminars or conventions that you earn credits to maintain your certification. So it is a very rigorous type study program. We certainly see people coming in, becoming members of NARO, and they become very interested in getting the study material and testing themselves.
Of course, Thursday and Friday, a great opportunity to submerge yourself in all of this stuff and get the latest information, get up to date, and even if you've never been there before, even a Minerals 101 session. So a lot to take in. Great organization. They do good work. We look forward to seeing you there Thursday and Friday, Gary.
Thank you, Scott. Yes, you mentioned Minerals Management 101. We're providing that free to the public as a pre-convention course. People can register for the 101 or for the convention at the NARO website. It's NARO-US.org. And we will even allow people to walk in and register. So,
if you go to NARO's website, as he said, click on the events in North Dakota, you'll get a telephone number, too, if you prefer to register that way. You bet, Gary. Good talking to you. Take care. Folks, got to run. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support an all-of-the-above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specification. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.